Hello.
Mary, did the piano tuner leave?
Yes, he left.
You sure he's gone? What a character. Did you ever see anything like it in your life? We shouldn't talk about a guy unless it's this one. He is really the tops in characters. I've never seen anything like it.
What happened?
Well, he knocked on the door. He says, "Are you Les Paul?" And he's blinking through these real thick glasses. So I says, "Yes." And he says, "Are you the fellow that plays all the guitars at once?" And I says, "Yes." Well, he says, "I'm here to tune your piano." Oh, I says, "You're here too." I says, "Come right in." He says, "Now look, if you want a good job, you got to be quiet, and I don't want to be bothered or disturbed. I'm known to be a little temperamental, but you get just what you pay for." So he says, "If you want me to get at the piano, lead me to it, and away I go." So I led him over to the piano, and he tore it apart in about 10 seconds, and he starts plunking on an A. He says, "You look like a right guy." He says, "Did you ever hear the story?" And I says, "Yes, I heard it." And he says, "Do you ever hear the story about the two psychiatrists that met on the street, and one says to the other one, 'Hello,' and the other one thought to himself, 'I wonder what he meant by that.'" So it struck me just like it struck you, blank. Nothing happened.
Was that the ending?
That's the ending. So he looks at me kind of inquisitive-like. He thinks I'm a square or something. So I lean over, see, and give him this laugh where he can't see that it's forced. I go, "Ah! Ah! Ah!" Ah! And I'm doubled up, and I come back up, and I hide my face with my hand so he can't see that it's a forced laugh. And he says, "Say, kid, you really get those things. Here's another one." And I says, "Well, wait a minute. While you're tuning the piano, understand, I just like your jokes, but I want my wife to hear them, too, because I could never tell them like you tell them." So I left the room to get you and stayed out as long as I could, see? Mm-hmm. And he's peeking around the corner looking for me so he can tell me another story. Well, anyway, I'll tell you more about him in a minute, but would you like to hear Stumbling?
Yes, I sure would.
Would you really?
Mm-hmm.
Coax me.
Please.
All right. Thank you.
you been so busy talking about that piano tuner?
Mary, I can't get him off my mind.
But you didn't even tell him you played all the guitars on Stumbling.
Oh, you tell him. I can't say anything but about the piano tuner.
Well, that was Les Paul playing four guitars, and the tune was Stumbling.
Oh, I was stumbling, I'll admit it.
Well, it was good.
No. Anyway, about this piano tuner, he just kills me. When I come back into the room, he's looking for the hammer that he tunes the keys with on the piano, and he can't find him, but he runs into the bowl of fruit on the piano. So he just forgets the hammer and starts eating the apples. So when he gets done eating this apple, which he ate very fast, he threw the core, he thought, back in the bowl again with the fruit, but he didn't. He was throwing them down into the strings of the piano.
Oh.
Well, anyway, he sensed I was in the room. With these glasses on there, which I presume he can see every action on the moon, he senses that I'm on the other side of the room. Says, Bub, come over here. Here's a story you haven't heard. And I says, oh, yeah, I've heard that one. He says, do you ever hear the one about the two scientists that made a study of the monkey? They put him in a room, a well-lighted room with a typewriter, and then they made very extensive preparations to study this monkey. So they drilled a hole in the wall. And when they stooped down to look in the hole, all they saw was a big brown eye. Well, Mary, what would you like to do?
Look down that loathsome road.
Let's.
Okay. Look down.
That sure was pretty.
Don't I get any more stories about the piano tuner?
Well, let's see. He finished tuning the piano and he dug out all the apple cores. And then he tested the piano. He was playing a thing like this.
Oh, that's a rustic dance.
You remember?
That's the first tune I learned on
the
piano.
Well, come on, let's play it once. Kick. Say, I got an idea. I'll get a couple more guitars and we'll make a string quartet out of this. Mm-hmm.
That was the hot string quartet.
Is that what that was?
Uh-huh.
Well, that takes care of the rustic dance and one of the most popular tunes on the piano. Now I thought we ought to play something that all guitar players, when they tune up, they eventually get to.
Yes, we should.
Huh? Uh-huh. You know what I'm going to do?
No.
Follow me.
All right.
And there you have Bully of the Town. I guess it's time for us to leave.
Yes, I think it is.
The piano tuner, he left. I run out of his jokes. So thanks for listening. We'll see you again soon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.